Bill's feature race today is race number 8, which will be run at 4 p.m, which is the Jayco Bendigo Cup over the 2,400 metres Group 3 race worth $300,000 in stake. It's 19 past 10 as we welcome in our panel to preview the big program. Dean Lester's with us. How are you, Dean?
I'm well, thanks, Nads.
You've got a busy day in front of you. Of course, you'll be providing your online service before each race this afternoon, and we've got a massive 10-race program on Bendigo's Big Dance, the grand final.
Yeah, we've got a lot of races. Unfortunately, not huge fields, but, their big day, and hopefully we can steer the punters into some winners.
We might only have a small field for the Cup, but just having a look at some of the horses here, we're likely to see them quite competitive through the spring, if not go on and contest some of the better races. And it'll be interesting to see how it transpires.
Yeah, maybe these are the horses that head towards the Queen Elizabeth. We've seen Puissant Stallone and Francis of Assisi in recent years complete that double. So maybe that's where these horses fit in through the Bendigo Cup today.
We've also got Warren Huntley with us to go through the form for the program on the 10 racer on Cup Day. How are you, Warren?
Oh, I'm great, thanks, Nat.
What are your thoughts on the program as far as trying to make some money out of it?
I would like to have a profit early. I think the last race is pretty tough. And look, there's some quality in the Cup. It just happens to be it's in the top four horses in the ratings. And they've got ratings to justify being in a Bendigo Cup. And it might just become quite a tactical event.
May well. We're interested in Dean's map as we get a bit closer to assessing race number 8. We've got the TAB's Trent Langscale joining us too to go through market moves and the latest TAB prices. How are you, Trent?
Going well, thank you, Nadia.
Good to hear. What's the action been like on Cup Day?
Well, I'd say the first two races on the program, there's been plenty of support for the favourites, Nadia. Later on, there's been a couple that have been supported at a price. And in the Bendigo Cup, we've got the equal favourites at the moment. So Kawaya and Kiwi have both had times since we opened on Monday where they've been at the top of the market, but it appears to be those two that are dominating the betting there for the Bendigo Cup. But obviously, we'll hear what Dean and Warren have got to say.
Yes, I'll be jotting down their thoughts race by race. Well, let's have a look at this first event. And so this is a maiden race over 1,100 metres. There are no scratchings here, Trent, but we've got a first starter who has ended up coming up favourite and warranting a fair bit of percentage.
Heavily supported, Nadia. Two-thirds of the support is for Boom Chicka Boom, who opened $7 on Monday and is now all the way into $2.30. So a really good go here for the first starter. Flash Cash, who went up an equal favourite, has been three out to now $3.20. You've got Red Liberty, who's been easy today, $5 to $6.50. My Boy Greg, who went up a $3 equal favourite, is all the way out to $7.50. And Premier Memento, the other in single figures, at $8.50. So first starter here, Nadia, but the favourite punters clearly want to be with a Boom Chicka Boom. Seven into now, $2.30.
Well, let's talk about tactics in this race, Dean. From what you've seen in trials and jump outs, what type of a tactical impression does the favourite give you?
Oh, look, it'll come down to intent on race day. Nards, a pretty soft trial recently at Cranbourne. He seemed to go quite well, and the money's suggesting he'll go very well today. But off what we've seen, you wouldn't think he'd be in a leading role. But as I said, it does come down to intent on race day. I think the likes of Flash Cash is probably the leader. Maybe My Boy Greg with the claim coming across from out wide, and whether Boom Chicka Boom comes across with him because they've drawn side by side, that might be the angle that Mark Zara takes there.
When they do trial like that, it's really hard to get a real strong gauge on their ability, but he's obviously got it. Look, where have you ranked him the favourite in your tips?
Look, I tipped him. I couldn't take the short price and missed out on the good price, so it's a bit of a watch race for me. Interesting, Matt Laurie mentioned earlier with Michael Felgate that Flash Cash was quite underdone for that first up run, yet he ran very well and probably will make improvement off that. So Boom Chicka Boom will want to go pretty well because Flash Cash's form is quite good. Three Red Liberty was well in the betting on debut, didn't really fire, been given time to improve his trial quite well. And My Boy Greg ran into a pretty good tight last start and has been consistent in his career to date. 4-5-3-1.
4-5-3-1 from Dean. How did you rank them, Warren?
I'm sure we'll disagree later, Nance, but look, I thought, as you mentioned, a very quiet trial with Boom Chicka Boom, a little bit more intent and maybe a bit more of a glimpse of what we can expect from a jump out. But look, I'm going to go with Boom Chicka Boom because I just like the way he moved in the official trial on the jump outs as much as anything else. Flash Cash will be fitter for that first up run. Just keeps finding one or two better. Just got to learn to put a race away. But Matt Laurie's right, and there was good improvement out of that first up run. Then he'll be hard to beat. Red Liberty, there was a lot of market expectation for the debut performance at Geelong, put out after that, got the tongue tie on here, and a nice jump out recently covering ground out wide. And my boy Greg just might have first use of the inside of the track with the claim and the speed shown in races to date. I'm sure there's a few horses here with a bit more upside, but race fitness and tactical speed might play a role. 4-5-3-1.
So both Dean and Warren going the same way in the first. 4-5-3-1, race one. We go over to the second. This is a maiden over 1,400 metres. Now, runners 9, 12 and 13 all come out. Now, we've got number 2, Perfectionist, at 8.50. 3, Civil Disobedience at $4.40, Fulton Street at $8.50, $6 for Sinjari, a first starter for Team Hawks, and then you're down to Vinland, who is the favourite resuming for the informed Tony McAvoy stable at $2.40. What have been the fluctuations here, Trent?
Well, Vinland has been heavily backed here, Nadia. 80% of the support there. Open $3.70, as you touched on, $2.40. Civil Disobedience at $4.40. And then the others, as you remarked, Sinjari at $6 and a couple at $8.50 there, Perfectionist and Fulton Street. But dominant like the first race there with the support for Boom Chicka Boom. Similar in the second, Vinland at $3.70 in the $2.40.
Okay, so Vinland's had quite good support. As far as the map's concerned here, Dean, look, a lot of these are getting up to this type of trip for their first time. It can be somewhat speculative to try and work out where they're going to end up being, but what have you jotted down?
Yeah, that's true. I'm thinking Fulton Street from out wide up in distance will be quite prominent. The likes of Perfectionist Magic Thor from Barriers 1 and 2, the Counsellor and Vinland. Look, Vinland's got the speed if they want to lead, but they've been pretty quiet with him, certainly in that trial at Gawler, to get him to settle off the pace.
Okay. Warren, who have you got on top in your selections?
Oh, Vinland's one of the more interesting runners of the day for me, Nance. He's had some knee surgery. He's got the winkers off and a tongue tie off, but he competed in some strong races as a two-year-old. At 1,000 metres, so that's a query at 1,400 metres here, but maybe that was just trying to get something with his ability as a two-year-old. But his trial at Gawler was just terrific trucking up, and even a jump out around the short course at Flemington, he was able to ride the speed there and just move beautifully through the line. I'm keen on him, number 10, Vinland. He looks to be a horse with plenty of upside. Civil Disobedience made some good ground up near the inside behind, I think, a smart filly from the Snowden stable in Barouge last start, although beaten by four lengths. So I think that's good enough form to be competitive. Perfectionist from an inside draw on the home track with a solid run under the belt over 1,000 metres last start, might be looking for the step up in distance. And in typical Hawks fashion, we haven't seen much of what Sinjari's got to offer at the jump outs, but looks to move quite nicely. Keen on 10, ahead of 3, 2 and 7.
So we go 10 from 3, 2 and 7 from Warren in race number 2. How do you read this race, Dave?
Very similarly, Nards. I think Vinland, just knowing the meticulous nature of Tony McAvoy and how he places his horses, especially with a horse like this that's shown talent, with all the maidens on offer at the moment, to pick this maiden out, big track, I think Vinland will be winning to beat 3 Civil Disobedience, who I thought would win first up. I was a little bit disappointed there, but then he ran a better race second up. 1 Magic Thor hasn't raced for a few weeks, but gets a great run from the draw here and will be competitive. And as Warren mentioned about Sinjari, it's hard to get an absolute guide about this horse off the jump outs, but wary of him on debut. But want to go pretty well to beat Vinland. 10-3-1-7.
Yes, 10 from 3-1-7 in race number 2. And just take note that the trial that he won going back 2 starts ago, he was a victor over a multiple winner since. So it's interesting to see how that'll line up here. But 10-3-1-7 from Dean and 10-3-2-7 race 2 from Bendigo. We go over to the third. This is over 1,600 metres. We've only got a small field here. Look, the 6 comes out, and favouritism at the moment, Trent, sits with number 2, Big Phil for Greg Urell.
That's right, Nadia. It has been easy, though. Open $2.20 on Monday, and even this morning has been $2.50 to $2.60. Knowable, just a Titan from $3.90 to $3.70 this morning from an opening price of $4.60. Then you've got Magellan $4.80, Hell on Earth $6, and the Serenade the Stars at $6.50. Not as much interest compared to the favourites in the first 2 races, Nadia, but Big Phil a little bit easier as the favourite, $2.60. Support for Knowable, $3.70.
Well, I suppose pretty much the lead might be up for grabs with a couple of these horses that have the ability to race handy, don't
they? Yeah, that's true, Nards. I'm expecting probably Big Phil, maybe Knowable, the 2 outside draws. Serenade the Stars, a little bit hard to map first run in Australia, but I would think that the outside 2 draws might just roll across the front of and take up the running here.
He's an interesting horse, isn't he? Look, he's been gelded and he's got a stack of gear changes here today. Look, which way are you going?
I'm going with Big Phil. I just think the key here is getting onto a big track. I think Mornington and Cranbourne, his last two runs haven't really suited. You could see last start he really crabbed around the turn, but got on the straight line late and he was good to the line. And that, I think, will be good enough just about to win this race. Serenade the Stars resumes, as we've mentioned, an import. Was trialled officially a few weeks ago. I'm sure he's been trained up further for that. He's a watch runner. Magellan, narrow winner at Mowi, but has been racing well. And Knowable just can't get that next win on the board. Looked home at Bendigo last start. Caught right on the line. I've put him in for fourth. 2, 4, 5, and 1.
So 2, 4, 5, and 1 from Dean. How do you read this, Warren?
Yeah, I think not only the tight track at Cranbourne Nards, but just the way it tended to be playing the day Eye in the Dark led. That was a good performance from Eye in the Dark, but yeah, Big Phil just took a while to balance up and build his momentum, and I think now that he's had the runs at 15 and 1600 metres under his belt, he should be right at his top now, and a big track in a race where it could be a bit tactical, but he can be in a spot to just be in a bit of a controlling position. Knowable was good, only narrowly grabbed last start, right on the line by Mr. Gustavo. The little step up in distance to the 1600 metres should suit. Magellan was good winning at Mowi last start. I think this is a tougher assignment, but it goes up to the 70 grade here, but was good through the line and should still be improving. And the query runner is Serenade the Stars, as you mentioned, a raft of gear changes at Gelder, and had time to sort of get fitter since we've at least had some exposure at a trial here under local conditions, and 1600 metres, a suitable kickoff point. 2, 1, 5, 4.
So 2, 1, 5, and 4 from Warren, and Dean goes 2, 4, 5, and 1. That's a look at race 3. Up to the fourth now. This is a fillies and mares race over 1,000 metres. The scratchings we have, Trent, you can take out runners 5 and 7, and we've got quite a few chances here. Only one horse, double figures.
That's right, Nadia, and there's been a fair bit of change because Raspberry Rose, who ran yesterday at Echuca, is scratched. So we have a Balancing Act, who is the $3 favourite and been back from $3.80, while Villa Rosa has been 3 out to 3.60. You've got Miss Benedetta, 3.90 out to 4.20 today, Flying Spark at 6, All About Nikki at 8.50, and Shining Star has actually had a little bit of specking. The bottom one, Nadia, 23 into 14, but brand new market. Balancing Act has been supported, $3.80 into $3 favourite, while Villa Rosa has been 3 out to 3.60.
Dean, how does the map look here in the fourth?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Nards. I'm thinking Flying Spark and Miss Benedetta are the first pair, and then probably Balancing Act or even All About Nikki with the blinkers on, and Villa Rosa just behind them. But I think Flying Spark and Miss Benedetta might take it up.
Okay, so they look like they're likely to settle 1-2 in the run. As far as the way that you've ranked these, Warren, which way are you going?
I think they might control the race to some extent, Nards. Miss Benedetta's getting fitter, and she's had that one run back. I thought she jumped out okay going into this preparation, and riding the speed, I'm going to go with her in what I think is an even contest. Flying Spark doesn't win out of turn, but I'm sure this would be a target race on the home track, and covered a bit of ground last start, and when got the moves won, I think there was merit in that performance, and a winner here the previous start. Just kept on the fresh side for this race. Villa Rosa got the favours to get through, but was good enough to capitalise with a nice little bit of acceleration when she did get the gap at Mornington last start. And Balancing Act had a pretty busy preparation so far, with Mooney Valley up to Randwick, lost the rider there, but I think she's going a lot better than the form card suggests. I remember we talked on the Trackwork show, she had a gallop at Mooney Valley leading into this preparation and looked terrific the morning with Sweet Sherry, so I'm sure she'll be fitter with recent racing under her belt and does have the inside draw. 3, 6, 4, 1.
3, 6, 4, and 1 there from Warren in the fourth race. He's going with number 3, Miss Benedetta, who's currently a 4.20 chance. What do you think, Dean?
I'm going the other way, Nards. I'm going to go with Flying Spark. Shane Fleeden usually bobs up and wins a race on Bendigo Cup Day on his home track, and I think Flying Spark might be the one. I think she's racing well. I think she'll be up on the speed, claim for Steph Thornton. I'm going her way from Miss Benedetta, who will be a lot fitter for that first up run. Balancing Act, not much has gone right yet this campaign, and Villa Rosa got through to win narrowly last start. I think she's a little bit well found in the market, maybe next best, but I thought 6 was a little bit of value. 6, 3, 1, 4.
So 6, 3, 1, and 4 there from Dean. Flying Spark at $6 with the tab, and Warren going 3 from 6, 4, and 1 in race number 4. Over to the fifth race today, and this is over 1,100 metres. The scratching is number 3, Trent, and we've got Thronren, who has come up an odds-on favourite first up from a break.
Easing, though, as the favourite there, Nadia, thrown him $1.85 to $1.95 this morning, and we did go up $1.60 as the opening price, so perhaps yards too short there for most of the punters there. Paint has been solid enough, currently $4.20 as the second elect. You've got Go Down, who has eased this morning from $4.80 to $5.50. A little bit of a nibble for Del Piero, 11 into 6. And then, well, the others, you've got Evil Lil at 12 and Poderoso at 41. So Thronum still odds on, but has eased to $1.95 there in the fifth. First leg of the Big Six, $25,000 jackpot, so projecting a pool there of $50,000 at Bendigo.
These can be tricky races because we've got only one horse that has actually raced, and that was 27 days between runs. Everything else is resuming from a break, which makes it a challenge. Look, well, how does the map look with you, Dean?
Oh, no, that's even more speculative. I'll go with Go Down to probably lead, but she's coming off... an injury enforced layoff with knee surgery. You've got Thronum, who's had two quiet trials without the blinkers. He's got tactical speed if they want to use it. First run for the new stable. Paint's back with his original trainer, Darren Weir. He had a long time with Joe Pride. So I really don't know, to be honest.
Yeah, look, it's a tricky race. And as I mentioned, Dean, the other added variable is the fact that a lot of these horses are resuming from quite long breaks too. So it makes it very difficult when you're assessing it.
Yep, stable changes. Surgeries, injuries, small field, delay your lunchtime at about 2:10 and enjoy the race, but I'm not that keen to have a play, to be honest.
We've got to put them in order. I need four tips from it.
I know you do. Thronum, I think his trials have been pretty good without the blinkers, and he's got blinkers on here, so we'll go him to beat Del Piero because he's got race fitness. Go Down, won at this meeting last year. You'd think it'd be a target on the home track. And Paint, as I said, back with Darren Weir, who had him very early in his career. 2-5-4-1.
2-5-4-1. What do you think, Warren?
It's not a great scenario with odds on favourites and tendon injuries and knee surgeries with the most likely on-speed runner. I couldn't have a lot of confidence, but I do think when you look at a benchmark 78 and a horse like Thronum, who is resuming from a tendon injury, has finished behind Divine Prophet, Astern and Impending at the last three starts. It's a terrific form reference, and the two recent jump outs have been terrific, and that gets the blinkers back on here. I'm going to go with two, Thronum ahead of Go Down with the knee surgery. I'm sure Brendan Herbst would love to get Go Down up again for another run on a home track on Bendigo Cup Day. Paint hasn't really been tested in the lead-ups that I've seen to get back to the Weir stable, but not downing Paint's talent. And Del Piero, a little bit better known as a wet tracker, but Jared McLean certainly of the opinion that he can certainly show a turn of foot on dry ground, and he'll probably be off the speed and watching it all unfold. And if there's a fitness query on any up the front, can be strong late. 2-4-1-5.
So we go 2 from 4, 1 and 5 from Warren, and Dean ranks them 2-5-4-1. Tricky race though, race number 5. That takes us halfway through the program on Bendigo Cup Day. This is Winners on RSN 927. And it's 21 to 11 on this Wednesday, and we're halfway through our preview of the big one out at Bendigo today for Cup Day with Dean Lester and Warren Huntley, and going through market moves with the TAB's Trent Langscale. Race number 6 is our next race to preview, and this is a benchmark 64 over 1,100 metres. Trent, it's a race clear of scratchings, and the last start winner, Pirapali, is a dominant favourite in this race.
Clearly, Nadia, but did open $2. That was the opening price, but has been pretty constant around the $2.50, $2.60 mark for most of the betting, and presently at $2.50. The biggest firmer has been Shawquin, who did open $10 on Monday, and even this morning has been $8.50 into $5.50. You've got From the Clouds, who's pretty solid at $7. The others in single figures, Written in Stone and Captain's Son at $7.50 and $9 respectively. And then Club Tropicana is the best of the others at $11. So Pirapali is a clear-cut favourite at $2.50, but there has been a move for Shawquin from an opening price of $10 into now $5.50.
It's a pretty good move. Look, the only significant gear change here probably is Written in Stone, who has since been gelded and set to resume here for trainer Darren Weir. Look, how does the map look, the way that you've got them sort of running this race along, Dean?
Nards, I'm expecting Captain Sun to use Barrier 1. Tycoon Tony, I wouldn't think he'd be far away from 3. Hydro Force maybe from out wider, and From Paris with Love. A few of the main chances probably just take a sit just behind the main speed element here, I think.
Warren, let's get your thoughts on this race. Look, Pirapala's come up quite short. It was impressive winning first up from a break. It's just whether she can make the next step. This looks a little tougher.
It is tougher, obviously, Nards, but God, she won in the manner of a very good horse around a tight Tatura track. She just put the race to bed very quickly with a burst of speed between about the 400 and the 200, and it was all over in the blink of an eye. I'm sure she'll be much better suited on a spacious track here, and there looks to be reasonable enough tempo to be able to just balance up and get to the outside of the track and have a lot more time to balance up than she did at Tatura. So I think she's the most likely winner, and I think she's got plenty of upside. Shawkin, I'm not surprised there's been some support there. He just had a very hard luck story at Seymour last start, kept fresh for this, but everywhere Winksy looked for a gap, it closed up on him, and it was just a hard luck story, as I mentioned, at Seymour last start. He's a winner here. From the Clouds, he'll be off the speed, and she's got a good turn of foot also. She'd be strong late. And Tycoon Tony was a terrific win first up. The saddle slipped. Thomas Stockdale did a terrific job to hold things together and keep his gear and get over the line. Could only be fitter and making his own luck. 8-4-7-1.
So we go 8-4-7-1 there from Warren. Dina, she was very impressive. I've got her going about 7.6 lengths above par for the track trip and class at her last start. It was a good win.
Yeah, it certainly was, Nards. And back in the day when we used to do a trial segment on your show, she was a trial star and she never really put it together. So it's been a long wait for those that have held the faith, but her win in that maiden was very good and indicative of what she's always shown. So hopefully she can go on with the job here. Pirapala on with her to beat Shawkin. As Warren said, unlucky first up. Just think inside draw, things went wrong there. It was he's the danger. Tycoon Tony. It was a good win at Tatura because he was forced to make his run early when the saddle moved, and Written in Stone, who I thought trialled up pretty nicely at Burrumbeat recently, next best, but looking forward to seeing Pirapala here. Short enough, but I think the one to beat, 8-4-1-5.
So 8-4-1-5 from Dean, and Warren's gone for the same top tip, number 8 from 4-7-1. We head over to the quaddy legs now, race 7 being the first leg of the quaddy, and this is a 3-year-old race, a 64, 1,400 metres the journey. And number 1 comes out here, Trent, and Metzen is the favourite's way at the moment. What has been the changes in this market?
There's been good support for Metzen there. Nadia opened $6 on Monday and now all the way into $3.10. You've got I Have Arrived, who has drifted from being the opening favourite at $4.40 out to $5.50. Now, that was with double jeopardy in the field, but I Have Arrived did open up the favourite. Tomasa is pretty solid around the $6 mark. You've got Poet's Corner at $6.50, Royal Effort at $11, and then it's $12 or better the rest. But one of the better supported runners at Bendigo today in the first leg of the quaddy is Metzen from $6, the original price now $3.10.
So it's been very well supported. Dean, let's talk the map. I think they're going to go around at a pretty good clip here.
Yeah, I would think that's pretty well right, Nards. I'd say Ezean showed good speed in winning last start. I've got Royale Effort, Tamaza, I Have Arrived pushing across from out wide, and Metzen will be right there as well, going back up in distance. So, no, it should be a fairly competitive race early, that's for sure.
These are pretty much always very interesting races to assess too, because you've got very different form lines coming together, and just working at the rate of improvement early on in three-year-old's career can be pretty hard to judge on some occasions.
Exactly. As you said, maiden winners, different form lines, but the one that didn't win his last start is Metzen, but he did run third to Eptimum and Sam's Image, who both won at the Moonee Valley Carnival over the weekend. So it's a solid form reference. He's up in distance here, but the draw helps, and I'm going his way. I think I Have Arrived looks a very nice horse. His win at Ballarat was quite commanding late, like the way he closed that race off. I think it's a race virtually of Metzen versus Mick Price, because I've got Mick Price runners in for second, third and fourth. The roughest of those is Azian, but she went along at a very fast speed at Donald and got the job done, and 8 Poet's Corner, who closed well at Bairnsdale off the maiden win there first up. So, as you said, varied form lines. The best one of the exposed looks to be Metzen, but the improvers are there right behind him. 4-2-10-8.
So 4-2-10-8 from Dean. What's your thought on this race, Warren?
Well, I think that run Metzen had last start here at Bendigo over 1,100 metres might have been to have him right for this race, because he was back from Flemington where he rode the speed over 1,400 metres and freshened up, and Eptimum and Sam Imgur made that form look terrific, and now getting back up in distance with that run to take the edge off him, I think that's a terrific form line. And I think on debut he was a really strong winner at Cranbourne over the 1,300 metres, so no problem with him at this trip. I Have Arrived had trolled up nicely going into that debut win, and just was a bit of arrogance about it, just travelling up in the middle of the track and just really went strongly through the line. So I think he's the main danger. I thought Shagra was good winning last start. That was with the Sam Pritchard-Gordon stable. Now with David Brightac, but a nice jump out at Falnarring to keep her up to the mark subsequently. And Tomasa chased a real tearaway leader at Warrnambool on debut. Did a good job to still be strong through the line, and I'm sure getting up to the longer trip here of 1,400 metres will suit. 4-2, 11 and 6.
So 4-2, 11 and 6 from Warren, and Dean goes 4-2, 10 and 5 in race at number 7. We go to the 8th race today. This is the big one on the program, the Group 3 Jayco Bendigo Cup. There are no scratchings, and Trent, two equal favourites at the moment with the tab.
And it's been a good duel for favouritism there, Nadia, and they're sharing it at the moment in regards to both Kawaya and Kiwi. So Kawaya did go up the $2.60 favourite on Monday, got into as short as $2.30, then drifted to as much as $2.70, but this morning has been $2.70 in the $2.50, while Kiwi opened $2.80, and at one stage this morning was $2.40, and now $2.50. So those two dominate. You've got Foundry, who's drifted from an opening price of $4.40 to $5.50. Big Memory's been spec to the price, 13 into 7.50. And then the others, Meet and Greet 15, Khartoum 34, and Skullduggery 51. So the equal favourites. Just today, probably the ratio of money is around about 60% in favour of Kawaya compared to Kiwi. If you just look at those two runners, they're in isolation. And we've got the Group 1 and Group 2 insurance, which is being applied to today's Bendigo Cup. So if you're a TAB account customer, and if a fixed odds bet and your horse runs second or third, cash back up to $50.
Well, that's a wonderful incentive, being such a small field here and only four horses under the single figure. So I'm sure that a lot of listeners will take advantage of that promotion. Dean, let's talk about the map, because it is going to be vital in this race over 2,400 metres. How do you think it will pan out?
Yeah, it's an interesting one, Nads. Kiwi, I think, will be prominent. Big Memory, they advised last start they wanted to ride closer. I just think the fairly frantic nature of the race at Moe made that he was midfield, but he could race a lot closer at 2,400 in a small field and a lower pressure. Khartoum can be handy, and Meet and Greet was very keen last start. So, yeah, it's not clear cut who'll take up the running, but there's probably four of the seven with enough tactical speed to do so.
Yeah, it's going to be interesting to see how it does map out. Warren, how have you gone sort of lining these horses up? There's not much between these two fancies in the betting. What edge have you sort of taken?
Well, I don't know if there's really an edge, Nance, but just Kiwi was so good when he arrived here last preparation. Admittedly, he had a lightweight in the Geelong Cup, but then he shouldered 58.5 to win the Sandown Cup. And I'm really just putting a pen through his most recent runs overseas and assessing him on what we've seen here. But he'd probably want to be at least at that level to be able to carry the 59 and win, because he has shot up in the ratings for what he did when he was here last year. But he can make his own luck, and I'm going to go with him, Charlie Appleby. He's just got such a terrific handle on targeting the right horses at the right races here. Kawaya's also been going up in the ratings and consequently the weights also, but his win last start was terrific. He's deep into a preparation, but he just keeps rolling on and improving, and it was somewhat against the track pattern at Caulfield last start. Foundry was obviously below his best last start, behind Lawn Fandango, Herbert Power, but that's obviously a good form line, and Big Memory for me next best. 1-3-2-4.
One from 3-2-4 there from Warren. Look, just some news through from Racing Victoria stewards in regards to Vega Magic, who, of course, was a disappointing favourite in the Manicato Friday night. The stable has advised that the horse has pulled up okay, and they are going to press on with the preparation, so that's all important heading into Flemington Week. Dean, what have you gone for in the Cup?
Now, I'm going with Kawaya. He's just got the winning habit. He was very good winning the Coonjie Cup at Caulfield. He's a 2,400-metre winner, and every time he's asked to just do that bit more, he's been able to achieve it, and this is the race he's been targeted at all along. So I think he can get the job done. Kiwi's the danger. He ran very well here last spring. He ran well his first start for the season at Ascot, at Royal Ascot, in the long distance race, and then might have been a bit flat at Goodwood. I think he's the main danger there, the two for me. Big Memory was a better run last start when the blinkers were applied, out to a trip that suits him even better. And Foundry, I don't know what happened to him last start, but did win a Group 1 2 starts back. Next best, 3-1-4-2.
So 3-1-4-2 from Dean, and Warren goes 1-3-2-4. That's a look at the Cup, the big one on the program at Bendigo today. Let's go over to race number 9. Now, this is over 1,400 metres, one of the heats of the country series. And the scratchings, you can take out number 5. The market is about Night's Watch at the moment, who is currently the favourite. What have been the fluctuations in this event, Trent?
Well, respected Nadia, is Night's Watch open $4 and now a $3 favourite. You've got another Coldy, who has eased this morning from $4.40 to $5. As Bad as Tyson, another one that has just eased a little bit with that constant support for Knight's Watch. So As Bad as Tyson, 650 to 7. Royal Ace is the other in single figures at 950. And then you've got a couple of $10 in Mr. Churchill and New Graduate. But plenty of support for Knight's Watch. Open $4, now $3.
And where do you see the speed coming from, Dan?
Yeah, Nards, it won't be from Knight's Watch. He'll be off pace to a degree and looking at them here, I thought that probably out wider, Dubai King getting fitter. Elite Tiger, Blinkers going on from the wide draw, New Graduate from a middle draw. I thought they were the three that would probably cross from out wider and take up the running here.
Okay, well, let's get your tips in this race. At Knight's Watch, he showed so much potential early on this preparation, and then he went to Adelaide and went horrible. How have you assessed him?
He did go horrible. He's a talent. He's a bit wayward. I think he's stablemate another colt. He just gets it more right. So I'm going to go with him. I think it's a good race for the Darren Weir stable. And of course, this is virtually the last chance to get into the Oaks Day $200,000 Country Carnival Series. So they'll be trying to shore up spots there. And I think another colt is a good chance. He's racing well. Knight's Watch. They come through the same race. There won't be a lot between them. I'm going 3 from 8. I think Dubai King's ready to improve. Number one, he's a good, tough on pacer when he's right. He drops in weight. Gets a senior rider here. And 2, Elite Tiger, who's had the 2 runs back. And I think the gear change of the blinkers is significant here for him to start showing his best form because he was very solid last campaign. 3, 8, 1, and 2.
So 3, 8, 1, and 2 from Dean. What do you like, Warren?
I'm with another Coley also, Nudge. I'm happy that Trent's offering each way odds. Just your race up in grade, your racing manners are so important, and Knight's Watch hasn't quite got that together yet. But another Coley can watch a bit of it unfold, tuck in behind the speed, and should get his chance. I think the blinkers going on Elite Tiger. It's off the back of 2 runs this preparation. He can be fitter, and he's got a terrific chance of earning his spot in that race, rich race on Oaks Day. If Knight's Watch did everything right, I'm sure he'd win the race. But his habit of ducking in and just doing things wrong with his high head carriage is just costing him, and it's getting a little bit harder as he gets up in grade to try and get away with that. As Bad as Tyson, Craig Whittison's doing a terrific job travelling his horses and travelling over the border to New South Wales and pinching some of their money. And you can look at that Leighton win and worry about how strong it was, but it was a dominant win, and the form behind Demolition and Foreign Affair at the 2 most local runs is good enough to be competitive. 3, 2, 8, 4.
So 3, 2, 8, and 4 from Warren. Dean goes 3, 8, 1, and 2. So both Dean and Warren going for the same horse here. Another Coldy who represents a pretty good price there at $5 at the moment with the tab. We look at the last. This is race 10, and it's a benchmark 70 over 1,300 metres. And the soul scratching in the race is at number 2, a pretty tricky race to finish the program here, Trent, with quite a few chances.
That's right, Nadia, and there have been a couple back to the price. Now, Saddle the Sun, the favourite, did open $2.80 and is all the way out to $3.90. You've got Soju Warrior, solid enough at $4.40. That's similar for the Passage at $5.50. You've got the Moves at $7.50, but a couple that have been back to the price. Benny Goes Berserk from an opening price of 15 into 9.50, and today Al Severa has been 15 into 10. So with the last leg of the quaddie in the Big Six, perhaps a couple that could be added in there. Obviously, Dean and Warren will have their thoughts. So Saddle the Sun, the $3.90 favourite, but support for a couple of the price since we open on Monday, Benny Goes Berserk and also Al Severa.
So quite a few chances in this race, Dean, and a couple of horses who have got the potential to be up there on speed too.
Yeah, I would say out wide, and I'd Saddle the Sun and Sword of Justice. The likes of Got the Moves, Al Severa, I don't think he'll give up their spots from inside draws, and Pray for Us wouldn't be that far away, but I'm expecting a little bit of speed from out wider.
What have you gone for here, Warren?
I'm with the favourite now. The Drifters are a little bit alarming, but I found this the toughest race of the day, and it's not easy to do what Saddle the Sun's done to date. You can go to maiden and benchmark 64 and then continue on to the benchmark 70, but he's such an imposing type of horse, and there's been plenty of merit in both his wins to date, and he had to force his way clear to turn into the home straight at Cranbourne. Regan Bayliss copped a suspension for that, but he was really strong through the line. I've got no problem with him getting up that little bit in distance. 6 ahead of 10, Benny Goes Berserk, who's been kept on the fresh side here. His runs behind Mandalay Bay and Spanahead, the last 2 starts, which the form actually intertwines, have both been very good for this. And Why You Ask is effective on the fresh side. She's trialled up okay to get to the races this preparation, and 1300 a good kickoff point for her, and got the moves, just continues to race well, was solid to the line, and should get a nice run from the draw. But gee, I'd even be including Soju Warrior and even Knick Knack in McQuaddy. It's a really wide race. 16, 9, and 8.
So 16, 9, and 8 from Warren. What's your take on this, Dean?
Yeah, I think it's a race you could either go two ways about. Saddle a son and make him a special, or take a percentage with him one out in the quaddy, or a high percentage, and then go wider in a lesser quaddy. I've really liked what I've seen of him. His win at Ballarat was good. I don't think Cranbourne was the ideal track for him, and that's why he sort of got in a bit of an awkward spot around the turn, but he's still lengthened well, and I think he can go on with the job and win again. I think got the moves. He's yet to run a poor race. His first three runs, he was actually first past the post, lost the first one on protest. So his first actual defeat across the line was at his last start, but he ran very well. Four Soju Warriors trialled well for this, and Knick Knack, I just thought, got too far back in a leader-dominated race. Last start can certainly improve. So I can make a case for a few of these, but I still think the favourite might be just getting a bit of a bonus price here. 6 from 8, 4, and 5.
6 from 8, 4, and 5. Yeah, getting it on a backable price now with the tab at 390 and still on that upward spiral. Guys, let's talk a little bit about how we play the meeting. Dean, what's your best roughy quaddy and your play of the day?
Now, I'm going to go with race 3, number 2, Big Phil is my best. The value, race 4, number 6, Flying Spark, expected to run a good race at around the $6 mark. The quaddy, first leg, 2, 4, 6, 8, 10. Second leg, 1 and 3. Third leg, 1, 2, 3, and 8. And the last leg, 4, 5, 6, 7, and 8. And as I mentioned, probably an extra unit on number 6. And the play of the day for me is going to be a parlay 2-3, and that will be race 2, number 10, Vinland, race 3, number 2, Big Phil, and race 10, number 6, Saddle the Sun, all for the win.
Outstanding. Good on you, Dean. Good luck today, and we'll join you shortly going through each race with your online service.
Terrific. Thanks, Nards.
Dean Lester. Warren, what do you think of the program?
Race 2, number 10, Vinland, the best for me, Nards. And on a day where there wasn't a lot of value, I thought race 9, number 3, another Coldy at the each way odds was the value for me. For the quaddie, first leg numbers 2, 4 and 11, second leg numbers 1, 2 and 3, third leg numbers 2, 3, 4 and 8, and really loading up the last leg, and as Dean said, probably extra units on Saddle of Sun because might be a bit shorter, but I'd like to include numbers 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9 and 10 in the last leg, so as many of them as you can afford with a flexi. And getting off to a winning start, I think we can take skinny odds with the running double in the first two races. First leg, numbers 4 and 5. The second leg, number 10.
Enjoy Cup Day. Thanks, Warren.
Thanks, Dan.